What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 416 of the Action Movie Guys podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and my co-host is
Alex Figueroa.
And Alex, it's a new month. It's December. We're starting off with a new theme. Last month was all rock movies, Dwayne Johnson. This week, female-led action films. Now, we're starting off with, I think you haven't seen a number of these movies, and this is one I think you have not seen, correct?
Yeah, I never even heard of it.
So this is a movie from 2005, directed by Tony Scott, an action movie legend, and it stars Keira Knightley. She is our lead. The movie is called Domino. All right, so you haven't seen it. I actually saw this at the theater back in 2005, and I don't think I've seen it since, because when I was watching it, I didn't even remember most of it. I just remember seeing it. So yeah, we're going to get into it. Before we do, let me give you some Rotten Tomatoes scores, and I'm going to be honest with you, I was very surprised when I looked up these Rotten Tomatoes scores. Okay, this has I'll start with the audience score. This has a 56% audience score. That one's not super surprising. 56, okay, fine. The critic score for this movie is an 18%. So I do not look up the Rotten Tomatoes scores when I add these movies to our calendar. I just like think of a theme and put movies in. But 18%, I mean, this is very low. This is the lowest movie we've done in a while. I think it's been a minute since we had something that's this low. Do you find these surprising?
You know, I'm very torn with this movie, but yeah, I'm not surprised with these scores.
Okay, interesting. Well, let's just jump right in, because I love whenever we do a movie that you've never heard of. I always am interested to hear what you thought about it. We're going to jump right in. Lead character now, in our case, obviously, Domino Harvey, her name is. She's played by Keira Knightley. She has a little group of friends. Also, Mickey Rourke and Edgar Ramirez play Choco. I do like that guy's name, Choco, and Ed Mosby. Those are like her little bounty hunter crew. Keira Knightley's character, model turned bounty hunter. That's kind of the storyline here. And it's based on true events of some sort. So Alex, take it away. What did you think?
All right. So Keira Knightley, Domino Harvey. I thought she was good. I'm not a big fan of Keira Knightley. I always felt like she was one note. Like, I feel like this character is the same as Elizabeth Swann from Pirates. like, personally, like, when she talks, I just feel like it's the same character. That's who I see. She's all right. The character's okay. You don't get... I mean, I'm gonna be really honest with you guys. This shit was confusing as hell watching this movie. I was very confused. She's an actor, the daughter of a famous actor, which, again, all her backstories are so cut up, like fast cuts, like throughout the movie. You gotta really pay attention to this Tony Scott movie. Like, you gotta really pay attention.
That's true.
I was really like kind of lost throughout the movie. It's very fast paced. So like for me, the character development is very wonky in this movie because she's like tough. She's a model. Then she does this and then she does that. And then she's lap dancing with the bad guys. She's doing this. And I was just like, what is this? And then at the end, it's like this chaotic events happen, you know, towards the end. So for me, I gave it a 3. I thought she was good. I wasn't too crazy with the character because I think it was sporadic, like the storyline and developments and everything. Like Mickey Rourke was actually really good in this movie. And then the other Spanish guy was okay, but their characters too was kind of weird and wonky. Like it wasn't solid storytelling on the characters for me to like gravitate and follow along because it was just so rough to follow along, if that makes sense. But yeah, I give it a 3.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you're saying. And we'll get more into it like when we get to the storyline and stuff. But I have the same score as you. I have a 3. I think I like Keira Knightley in this. I think she's fine. She looks great. Gorgeous, you know, model turned bounty hunter. Her mom is Jacqueline Bisset, also gorgeous, by the way. You know, so you got a lot of, like, this cast is crazy good. There's a lot of really good actors in it. But I mean, I feel like Tony Scott always gets casts that are, like, really good. So, like, you, Christopher Walken pops up in this. Like I said, Jacqueline Bisset, Mina Suvari, Lucy Liu. You get Ian Ziering and Brian Austin Green playing themselves from 90210, and then Mickey Rourke, Edgar Ramirez, Keira Knightley. So as far as the leads, I agree. I think Mickey Rourke is actually awesome in this movie, but he doesn't have a ton to do. Edgar Ramirez is fine as the mysterious Venezuelan guy who, you know, went to jail. That's his whole thing. It's like he used to be in jail. Now he's a bounty hunter. Keira Knightley, she's our lead. She's cool, but I don't think they did a great job of exploring how she went from being like a rich kid model to wanting to be a bounty hunter. Other than her saying like she was like kind of rebellious. You know, she was kind of a rebel. She went to sorority and she punched a girl. Ooh, that made her want to be like a life dangerous job bounty hunter. So I don't know. I did like her for the most part. I gave her a 3. It's interesting as far as a character goes, but I don't think it's like the best execution of, you know, of a lead character. All right, here we go. I mean, main villain, there's almost none. I mean, you got like these mafia guys that are think that they killed their kids. I guess maybe Delroy Lindo, kind of a villain because he's trying to steal this money so he could get a finder's fee. It's very confusing. What did you think of the villain element?
And you just said it, kind of confusing. And I'm honestly, yeah. You said it the best. You couldn't even explain it. And you normally explain all this shit. So
yeah.
I gave it a 1 because I mean, I don't know if you're going to feel the way, but I felt like it was very confusing. I don't know what they were doing. There was a TV show. You know, there were characters in a TV show. And I was just like, what is this? Like, honestly, throughout the movie, I was going, what is this movie about? Like, she became a model into an actress daughter to a model. From a model became a bounty hunter. From a bounty hunter became Showtime with Robert De Niro and Eddie Murphy. Like,
on the WB network, on the by WB the way, which is hilarious.
Oh, my God. With Christopher Walken's and the girl from American Pie.
Mina Suvari, yeah.
Yeah, so like it starts to become comical and like it loses itself. And you know what, Nate? I'm going to say this, but I kind of understand why it's an 18% on the critics. Like normally I'm not saying that it reflects my score. I'm just saying I kind of now understand why, because if the critics don't understand this, I'm not going to understand this. And yeah, the villains in element in this movie is not there at all, all. Maybe the ending, sure, but it's technically a TV show, them bounty hunting. So it's kind of like semi-scripted. The guys that hire them or their main boss puts them in a situation where they take these kids, and it's like a winding road. It's weird to even explain because sometimes you're going to lose yourself because there's more on top of that. So for me, there is no villain element in this movie. There's not this one guy. There is not this one gang. There is not this one face that you go, holy crap, this guy's going to bring these three guys down. And girl, there is none. So with that said, I'm going to give it a 1 because there ain't none in my eyes.
I think you said all I feel as well. I gave it a 1. Everyone's kind of bad, right? I mean, she's not, I guess. Bounty hunters are not bad people, but they do some bad stuff in this movie. They sure do shoot that guy's arm off because she can't understand the cell phone call. And the guy's like, take the shirt off. Why did Delroy Lindo say that way? Take the shirt off of his right arm. That's weird. Just say, you know, like, then it sounds like take off his right arm. Like, give me a break. Anyway, everyone's a little bit bad. Delroy Lindo is a bail bondsman who works with Ed Mosby's group as bounty hunters. His plan is to rob the Stratosphere, the owner of the Stratosphere, $10 million from an armored truck. And then he's going to have his people do the robbery. That way he could say he found the money and charge a finder's fee of $300,000. That's the actual plot. Okay, like as far as the heist. Now where it gets convoluted is they're trying to pin it on these kids who are at the DMV getting fake licenses. And they're like, okay, we'll just pin it on, we'll say they did it. When they do that, it turns out they're mafia kids. So then the mafia, the opponents of the mafias come out and then they're going to shoot them and kill them. But then they didn't kill them and they just buried them in the sand. And then the FBI all of a sudden is involved. And the FBI is like, let's tell them they're dead. We'll make them think. And then he'll show up and they'll all shoot each other. And I'm like, what kind of plan is this? This is crazy. I gave it a 1. Everyone's a villain and everyone's trying to get theirs. Monique. Oh, wait, I got to save that for the storyline. Okay. Anyway, that is I agree. There's no villain, really. Like, there's no like straight up, this is the good guys, this is the bad guys. All right, action.
This action is, okay, so it has pretty good. Tony Scott is, to me, is the action brother of Wrigley.
Oh, yeah. He's awesome.
But there's not as much action. I don't think there was pretty much action. I mean, I don't even remember as much of the movie because I see so much plots everywhere. So, like, I don't know what's what. The ending has so much action, but it was mostly gunfire. So, like, to me, it was just like, eh. But it was like, the way Ridley Scott shot this movie, the ending feels so, like, not forced, but it was just so much gunfiring in one location that I was just like, man, there's no scenes changing besides them running around, explosions going off, FBI and helicopters shooting in this one location. I was like, geez, like, this is so much rush job, if you want to say, just to end this film. You have that. You have that they shoot the lady with the one arm and it has to do the bank, the money stuff. I was like, that's okay.
Oh yeah, a little shootout in the trailer.
Yeah, that honestly, this movie doesn't have as much. And then they have the TV show where they're busting up and then you have her doing
they blow up the Winnebago when he said get rid of the tapes, he just blows it up.
Yeah, you have that. Yeah, but that's not even an action scene.
It's an explosion.
Yeah. So like there's two explosions, and then everything else is just filler action. You got Keira Knightley going, if you tell me the location, I'll give you a lap dance with no clothes. And I told my wife, I said, but didn't she just say no clothes, but she has her bra and panties on? Like, I was like,
no, she said bra and panties on. She
oh,
did.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I was just like...
The guy's like, bro, let's see what she's working with.
Yeah. So, like, you know, that guy had the best job.
So I'll tell you whatever you want.
Yeah. So, anyway, I'm going to give it I'm leaning towards a 3, but I'm going to go with a 4 because Tony Scott is really good at his action scenes. So... Oh, man.
Just give it what you really think
it
deserves.
I'm going to give it a 3. Okay. I think the ending is very not convoluted. I think it's just so much in that one thing. I just didn't like it. I love different sceneries and action shots. Yes. Like, so this one just felt like it was in one...
There's only one set piece. Yeah, that's true. So, yeah, you have a little shootout in a trailer. It's okay. Then you have the exploding Winnebago. You have, like, some minor punching, like, here and there. You know what I mean? Like, nothing crazy.
Yeah.
And then your finale is in the Stratosphere Hotel in Las Vegas, up in the top. The best part of that, there's two parts that are good. One, when they show the shooting from the outside, like, the helicopter shot, and you just see, like, the flashes of the shooting. I think that's a cool shot. And I do like when she gets mad when her guys get shot and she picks up the two big guns. And she's just like shooting like crazy. Tony Scott's direction, I think we talked about this before on a live stream when we were talking about Tony Scott movies. His direction is almost like action in itself, just the way, and his editing, like the way the movies are shot and edited. Even when people are talking, it's almost like an action scene. But I'll be the harsh one here. I gave it a two. I agree with everything you said. Like, there's not a lot, first of all. This is a way, for him especially, it's a very story-driven movie. And we'll get to the storyline, you know, like how it worked for us, but it's more that and comedy. Like, there's a lot of, like, I don't want to call it a dark comedy, but it's a comedy. It's just that the scenario is very crazy and, like, you know what I mean? And you could tell he was going for that, not him, he didn't write it. The writer was going for that sort of, not Tarantino, but like almost Tarantino-y. Like, this movie's told in all kind of different, it's like out of order. It starts at one point, then it goes back in time. Then you have like flat, she's narrating a lot of times, you know what I mean? The scenarios are so over the top. So it's a lot of that and then a little bit of action. So while I think the shootout at the end is really good, it's really and I hate the CGI explosion though. It's a big CGI, and this is 2005. So it doesn't even look like amazing. Obviously they didn't blow up the Stratosphere Hotel in Las Vegas because that exists still. So it's a big CGI fireball, and I'm like, that's whatever. Disappointing, because I love Tony Scott movies. And I was like, dang, I remember this having more action when I watched it, but I guess not. Anyway, that's that. All right, storyline, what'd you think?
I gave it a 1. And it's sad because I do like Tony Scott. And I always said Tony Scott to me is the better filmmaker than the brother. Right. And I'm not saying nothing wrong with Ridley Scott. I'm just saying in terms of taste.
You like his taste, movies better.
Yeah, I like his movies because I like action movies. I'm not too heavy on sci-fi and his, you know, medieval time
historical
shit.
Historical
like,
dramas.
Yeah, like I'm not into that stuff. But I think Tony Scott was a better director. But anyway, this movie's so all over the place. Oh my God, you get confused half the time. The characters you really don't know much about because you're so lost. Lucy Liu's in the movie, but she's cut here and throughout the movie. She's just cut into 5 different scenes because she's just sitting there with Keira Knightley. Tell me what you think about this. She's like smoking a cigarette and she's banging. Yeah, she's like sharpening a pencil and putting it in water and then giving it to her. And I'm like, what is this stupid scenes? Like, again, you got great actors in these stupid scenes. Like, I was not invested into the movie because I was lost most of the damn time. So for me, I was just not into it. And then I know Nate already, in the back of my hand. He hates blue tint movies. He hates Underworld. He hates anything that has tint in it.
Pissing me off.
I hate movies that are saturated in yellow and green.
This movie's yellow.
This movie is so saturated. And I don't know if it's it's not 4K, it's not whatever, but I do not like this.
Hell, even
film.
The Blu-ray cover is yellow. Yes. Everything in this movie's yellow and brown and orange.
Yeah. I am not into that.
Yeah,
yellow. Yeah. Look at this. I mean, you can't make it up.
I am not into that color sky style filmmaking. And you know what? It's funny because that movie reminded me of Crank, where I enjoyed Crank, but it had that same color weird thing going on to show off the action, like super speed and all that crap. This is 2000s. And you know what's funny? Movies in 2000s were shot with that filter ugly thing, wasn't it? I think there was a lot of movies that had that yellowy, greeny tint.
And blue. There's a bunch of blue movies too.
Yeah.
Underworld was 2000s. This is the time of blue. This is the time of filters over the camera.
Yeah, green, blue. I was not a fan of it. I did not like it. Maybe it threw me off the movie, but it actually didn't, because the movie itself was just so bleh. So I gave it a 1.
I don't disagree. I mean, I don't have the same score as you, but I don't disagree with you. I gave it a 2. I'll tell you what. I gave it a 2. I think...
Give it a 2.
Yeah. I think there's some interesting things that I liked. I love a good heist movie, you know? This is a heist gone wrong. It's just that you have to pay so much attention to be sure that you can follow what's going on. It jumps all over the place time-wise. Like, where it starts in the trailer part, and that is like way at the end of the story of the actual like heist scenario. Then you have all this stuff that was added. And again, I think the goal was kind of also to be sort of comedic here, because the scenarios are so over the top. Some of it's kind of fun. Like, I chuckled a few times, but like the 90210 thing, they keep going back to her mom saw 90210. So then of course she wants Brian Austin Green and Ian Ziering to be the ones who host this bounty hunter show. I like the bounty hunter show idea, but like, I don't think they don't, he blows up the thing with the tapes in it, and then it never comes up again. Like the show, like what happened with the show? Are they going to get sued? You know, nothing. By the end of it, she's the only one who lives. They both die, Ed and Choco. And then she just goes back to like living with her mom in the house. She's like swimming, like nothing ever happened. Like, oh, it's almost like, oh, I tried to be a bounty hunter one time and this crazy thing happened and all my friends died. So I just went back to being a rich girl. You know what I mean? Like, it's weird. Within that, though, there's moments that I enjoy, but it's confusing. The part I wanted to talk about with Monique, I hate the Jerry Springer scene. It has nothing to do with the movie. It has nothing to do with the story. Did I laugh? Yes. But is it like important to anything? No, not at all. I just like that she keeps saying Chinegro. It makes me laugh.
Oh,
I
thought that it was pretty so funny.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. She's like, I got it. You're on the list. You're a Chinegro. And the girl's like, Chinegro? That's not even a word. He's like, yes, it is. Because she says she's what? Black Tino or something like that.
Yeah, she's Black Tino.
Like when she brings out the chart, like it does make me laugh.
Yeah, that was
But funny. It's irrelevant. Like it should have been a deleted scene or something that they could have just like watched. You know, you could watch it later because it just is in the middle of the movie for no reason. Anyway, give it a 2. It's confusing. It's a confusing movie, honestly. I don't remember it being this confusing, but I think probably when I went to see, I was on a date when I went to see this. I don't think I was really paying attention that much. It was like, you know, I was 18. I was probably like, I don't even care. I'm here with this girl. This movie's yellow. I don't know what's going on. We're hanging out, whatever. So I really don't remember. But as an adult, I was like, I don't know what the hell's going on half the time. I had to like really, really pay attention. Okay. What is your overall?
I gave it a 2. I thought overall, the movie was decent. I don't think I can see this movie again. It doesn't have a replay value. I don't personally think it has a replay value. Very, in your words, convoluted. It's too much storyline for no reason. It's a simple damn storyline. She's a model that turns into a body, a bounty hunter, but then it becomes like 10 different ways of telling this story. Then she's a real life, a reality show bounty hunters. And then, I don't know, it's just way too much storyline on top of it. And it threw me off the film because I thought the film was excellently, it was executed perfectly in terms of action. I didn't mind the green tint as much as what it was. If it had a good storyline, I would have been like, oh, right, whatever. It's cool. But to me, it's just as a package, it just didn't work for me. So I gave it a 2.
Yeah, this is a scenario, in my opinion, where I think the direction is really good. And I think the script is not that good.
Yeah.
You know, Tony Scott didn't write this. I think he directed the hell out of it, honestly. Like, he did. But you could only do so much when your script is, like, kind of very convoluted, very confusing, got too much going on. I agree. I have this on Blu-ray because I thought I liked it because I saw it in 2000. And I haven't watched this movie in almost 20 years. It's in the pile. This is in the pile. I reached over back here. That's why it was behind me, because it's in the bye-bye pile. I will never watch this again. I didn't like it. I gave it a 2 as well. I think there's good things in it, but they're so few and far between that it's like, why would I want to sit there? And it's long too. It's like 2 hours and 10 minutes. At one point, I was watching it and mentally I checked out a little bit. Like I was looking at it and stuff was kind of happening and there. And then I checked back in, but I feel like I didn't miss anything because like nothing was, as much as that's going on, there's a segment in the, like towards the end where like they're like getting places and like the, and I'm like, no, what is, but like, what is the story? Like, what are we doing at this point? And then nothing really happens. And then all of a sudden they get to the hotel and then you're kind of like locked back in. So I don't know. This was a miss. This is a Tony Scott miss. I'm glad we reviewed it because Tony Scott usually has hits and we're going to do more of his movies in the future. But this, it's way at the bottom of his filmography for me. I did not really enjoy it. 2 out of 5. What is your total points? I think we might have the same score.
I have a 10 out of a 25.
That's what I have too. I have a 10
out of 25. Oh, okay. So we have 10.
Disappointing. This is getting traded in. I'm never going to watch it again. Hopefully, maybe someone else enjoyed it. I mean, Ebert and Ropert gave it 2 thumbs up. So man, they really liked it. They were part of the 18% who enjoyed it. We fall in the 82% who didn't really like it that much.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, it was interesting to watch. So, okay, here's what we got coming up next week. Wrapping up the Rocky franchise with Rocky Balboa, another one that I remember really liking. So we'll see if that holds up. We're going to be watching the director's cut for the first time. So we'll see how that goes. And then the next in our female-led action movies is going to be a movie called Everly, which I know you've never heard. Have you heard of that one either? Never heard of it? Okay, this is a Salma Hayek-led action film. Only thing I remember is that it's a lady and she's in an apartment and people are trying to kill her and she's trying to like fend them off. I think that's the plot, if I remember correctly. Either way, the poster is her with a gun. So I was like, this looks like a female action movie. Let's do it. Plus, I wanted to get different actresses that we haven't done yet. So a little Selma Hayek action. That's what we got coming up on the next couple of episodes.
Everly 2014.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the one. Well, she had like a tattoo and a gun.
Yeah, with no bra.
Whoa.
I think you got, you got
action
starstruck.
Movie guys. Hey.
You went, whoa, she's kind of nude.
Hey, what's this movie? Everly. Maybe we have to watch this one.
Oh, man. Okay.
I don't remember there being any nudity in the movie, but yeah.
That is
how the poster looks.
Yeah, the poster, she's just naked with a tattoo and she's holding a gun, but she's naked.
So. It's a cool gun, though.
It is.
Action thriller 2014.
I'm not going to lie. I'm looking at the trailer right now. Okay. All right. Cool.
There you go. That's what we're going to be doing. 2014. It's only 92 minutes. So, you know, it'll be easy in and out.
A kidnapped woman faces down hitmen sent by a mob boss / her captor while trying to protect her family from his wrath.
Okay.
See? Joe Lynch is the director.
Joe Lynch. Director of, he directed Wrong Turn 2 as well as, he did something kind of recently too. Joe Lynch. But anyway, that's what we're going to be doing. I was right. See, she's kidnapped and there's assassins that are trying to kill her. So
yeah.
I remember that.
It stars Salma Hayek and Hiroki Wanawanabe.
Wanawanabe.
Wanawanabe. Watanabe.
Oh, Watanabe.
Watanabe.
Yeah, Hiroki Watanabe.
Wanawanabe.
It has a lot of Asian people in it. It also has Aki Katobi and Togo Igawa. Maybe Robert. Robert makes the cut.
Kawasaki.
Kawasaki. Yeah, they're all in this.
Yeah, the Roshi Wanawanabe.
Like the Spice Girl said.
Like what I
wanna be.
All right. There you guys go. There you guys have it. You guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Netflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Netflix Movie Reviews. Any of the action movie guys, head over to youtube.com/action movie guys. Subscribe, leave a comment, hit the like buttons in your favorite episode. And of course you can take us on the go with the Action Movie Guys podcast. Available on all podcast platforms. And of course you guys can follow us also on Instagram and TikTok. Under the handle at Geeks the Letter N Flix. He is your host,
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.